Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Psalms 128:1. Can you imagine the scene when God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai? And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Exodus 20:18. They must have been struck with absolute awe at the majesty of God that had been displayed. Fearing God means that we have an awareness of reverence and respect for the absolute power that God has. Abraham exhibited a fear of God when he was asked to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. As the angel intervened as Abraham raised the knife, and he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Genesis 22:12. Abraham had such a profound devotion to God that he was willing to offer the son of promise. God demands that kind of respect. Look at the creation of God and stand in awe of his power. When we fear God, we are drawn to him so that we choose to walk in his ways. In his journeys, Abraham had gone to Gerar, where he believed that the fear of God is not in this place, Genesis 20:11. Our lives can be without the fear of God, and the result is that we will walk in sin. The majesty and excellency of God draws us to him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith, Hebrews 11:7. Abraham and Noah had a reverence for God that moved them to obey God and walk as he directed them. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters, Revelation 14:7. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, we are urged to fear God, 1 Peter 2:17. The individual who fears God is blessed. There is a happiness and contentment of life that floods the soul because of accepting the power and authority of God. The Athenians were urged to forsake the idols of the day because God is Lord of heaven and earth, Acts 17:24. God is to be feared with a reverence of sincere devotion. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.